stop number 7, the personnel access hatch. Here you see the lid covering the personnel access hatch. Though the site was unmanned, maintenance teams might have to visit the site for periodic upkeep or to fix any problems that might arise with the missile or its support system. The personnel access hatch is an extremely secure, heavily reinforced steel and concrete door. By opening the blue lid, which is directly adjacent to the hatch, security personnel would first enter a code into a combination lock. When this combination is properly input, the hatch door would begin to rise. The hatch door takes several minutes to open. Then a maintenance team would enter via the hatch and find another combination lock. When the proper combination is entered here, a steel security door, known as the B-plug, lowers to the level of the equipment room and access is gained. The interior of the equipment room and the silo itself are considered no-loan zone areas, meaning that personnel must always remain within visual sight of a partner at all times. Any area of intense security in the missile field where the command and control of nuclear weapons could be compromised was considered a no-loan zone. Maintenance shifts could last for up to 16 hours at a time, yet on many occasions, over half of a shift would be taken up in driving to and from the site, as well as the slow, secure process of gaining access to the silos.